Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But she now hates food.
She does?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love food.
Oh my God.
Don't you?
Jamie.
Look at me. What do you think?
BJ?
I don't know if that's something I want to go into right here. No.
No. No, tell us how you feel.
Look at me.
Oh boy.
You think I like food?
Well, occasionally. Let's see. A few times a day.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Well, here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. Here we are on a hump day. It's a Wednesday. Yes, what is today? October 21?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
October 21st. This is KALC Radio, Alice 105.9, right here in Denver. And we're also heard on the radio.com app. It's radio.com, free app for your phone, smartphone, Android, iOS, doesn't matter. Download the free app. You can hear us all over America. Currently, it's 40 degrees. I'm watching this weather forecast, and it looks like this snow for the weekend is pretty much 100%. It's going to happen, it looks like, right?
Yep. Saturday into Sunday, and then maybe a little bit of Monday.
Oh, boy. And it's going to be cold. It looks like frigid temperatures into the teens, possibly single digits.
It's going to be chilly. And
I got to remember to turn my water off.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
no
outdoor.
No joke.
Yeah, because that thing will freeze on you in a heartbeat, right? Now, I'll have all kinds of problems.
Tomorrow night, it's supposed to be get down to like 20.
Yeah. Wow, it's going to be really chilly this weekend, so it's going to be cold. Sunday's going to be one of those days where you just, I don't know what your favorite comfort food is, but you might want to fix it and just kick back, watch football. Broncos are on. It's going to be snowing at the stadium. Very few people are allowed in the stadium anyway. So it's a good day to kick back, eat whatever you want to eat, and enjoy.
I think I'm going for the wings.
Turn up the heat.
Yeah. Wings on Sunday, baby.
You got to be starving. How's the squeeze going?
It's going good. I just had my breakfast squeeze.
All right, come on, come on, come on. Have you eaten yet?
No, I haven't.
A taste of anything?
Nothing.
Cracker.
Juice, water, that's it.
Carson is on this cleanse, and it's a seven-day cleanse with squeeze.com. Now, it's supposed to give you energy, going to clear out all the toxins in your body. It's supposed to be a really good thing for you. But I find, well, I would find if I tried, it extremely difficult for me to do 7 days without any food, simply because I just don't have the mentality. I don't know. I think I'd buckle at this point.
It's rough.
I mean, you started when? Wednesday? Or Sunday, right?
Sunday.
Sunday. Here we are on Wednesday. When's the last time you ate?
Saturday night.
Oh,
like
my God.
8 o'clock? Jeez.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've gone all day Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, now into Wednesday, not a speck of food.
Not a drop.
Nothing.
My wife had some, she had some cashews last night, so she broke down last night.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. But she's only doing a 4-day one.
That means that you're only a matter of time, buddy.
That's not gonna happen.
Wow.
I'm holding strong. I'm feeling pretty good, but I will say, when we were talking about wings yesterday, I was gonna, yeah, that was right.
Am I seeing this correctly? They just updated the forecast to 10 to 11 inches of snow for the Denver Metro?
What?
No.
What?
No.
It said 10 inches.
No.
Future cast, 10 inches of snow.
You didn't see that.
I did.
No. You probably, no, it's supposed to be for the mountains.
No. It was right over Denver.
No, because the mountains, they are supposed to get a foot.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
But it looked like, I swear, I looked up and I saw 10. I'm like, what?
No.
Can't be that case. No.
No, because I know that they were talking about the mountains getting a foot. Yeah.
All right. All right. So your wife broke down. His wife broke down. She had to eat last night.
Oh.
She just had a couple cashews. That wasn't anything crazy, but she was like, I have to do it.
She had two cashews?
Like, yeah, like a handful of them.
Wait a minute. That,
that's her breaking down?
I would have picked something else. Would you, Jamie? I'd be like at Sonic for like 3 hours.
Sure. Well, that's the thing, though. We didn't go to the grocery store this week, so we have no food.
Oh, that's probably a good move.
All we have is snacks.
Yeah. Well, and a bad move at the same time. Yeah, right?
I think what I'll do is I'll call either Walmart or King Supers today and get a bunch of food delivered to your house. Just to put the pressure on Carson.
No, we want you to succeed.
I'm not breaking down.
Actually, our boss Our boss wants to do it too.
I know.
And not like that, but he said his neighbor did it and it totally works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm for it. I mean, because if he has proof, this is just his random neighbor said it totally works. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. All right.
I'm feeling so far so good.
So far. So you've got to make it today, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday.
And
correct?
Saturday,
so you can't eat until Sunday. Is that right?
Yeah.
You got it.
Those cashews were smelling pretty good last night.
I'll bet they were. I'll bet they were. Quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. Looking at some of these fires that are out there. Did you see where 23 people had to be rescued?
Yeah, off of a hike.
Jeez. That in the San Juan Mountains, right?
Yeah. Right. Is it... Right outside of Steamboat? Is that where they were?
I think it was in the San Juans. Isn't that south? It's called the Ice Fire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was near... No, maybe I'm wrong. Silverton.
23 people, and I guess some dogs.
Starting with an S.
Had gotten themselves caught in a situation where the fire was approaching. And so they had to go in there and do a rescue yesterday.
Yeah, I guess it took like 3 trips.
Yeah.
So for them to go back and forth to get them all out. And
that's just the thing, though, with these fires. I mean, you see the smoke, but you don't really know how it's traveling. I mean, you got to keep up with the information that's coming out, but you don't know which way to go. You know what I mean? I mean, we've seen video this morning of people driving, out certain roads from these fires, but then they run into a fire, and then they'd have to turn around and take a different route. You just don't know where to go.
Yep. And then the left-hand fire is only 4% contained right now. Yeah. And the winds last night were so horrible. Oh, my God. They woke me up at 2 a.m. I mean, and you said they woke you up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, and I think the mountains were expected to get 50 to 60 mile per hour winds.
We had like 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It was so windy. And so all I could think of, I mean, even though it woke me up and I was pissed, I was like, oh, no. I wonder what it's doing to those fires. You know, that's all I can think of.
Yeah, and that's why this weekend forecast that we have on the horizon here, it is really needed, because it looks like for most of the big fires, like the Cameron Peak fire, that they're going to get probably anywhere from 10 to 14 inches of snow. And, the last time they got a foot, it didn't really slow the fire down that much. But with the cold temperatures along with this one, we're talking into the teens and possibly single digits. It should contain it somewhat.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if it puts it out completely. I don't know how that works, but it should help a lot.
Yeah, it didn't help for us. The other one, twice, we got a big old snowstorm and didn't do anything.
It's
nuts. Yeah, and then the National Forest, they shut it down.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did.
Oh, my God. Douglas County didn't shut down the National Forest in Douglas County. Uh-uh. But Jefferson County, and so that affects Rampart and all those places where y'all ride your motorcycles and stuff, that's all shut down.
Yeah, I think it's also extended up into Boulder County, I think, going north.
Larimer.
So a lot of the forest area up there completely shut down, and should be, because the fires are just out of control.
And then the last thing that you need to know this morning, I guess there's going to be a motorcade procession going through on I-25 from Palmer Lake, and then I think it goes up to maybe 225. You'll see it all this morning going by, so don't freak out.
I can't even imagine being in one of those situations where these 23 people were and had to be rescued. It's just because you don't know. You don't know if help's on the way. You don't know how you're going to get out of this situation. It's got to be terrifying.
I'm sure it is. I mean, my God. They said that, if you've ever been in a fire, when those embers start coming down, they burn your hair. And there's no escaping it.
And the confusion, because, I mean, you probably don't know exactly how many people we're talking about. I mean, could it be 23? Could it be 25? Are we leaving somebody behind? It's got to be terrifying for everybody, even the rescuers.
Yeah. But they got him, so that's good.
That's crazy.
Yay.
What a crazy story.
Guys are amazing. Thank you for getting
them. Yep, they sure are. Yeah. All right, so the weekend, yes, we're going to have snow and cold. Very cold. I didn't get woken up by the winds last night. I'm sure it got windy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But I didn't hear it.
Did you sleep with your windows open?
No.
Oh, that's why.
That's
no,
why.
No.
We do.
Yeah.
I mean, not together.
Yeah. Sure sounded like it.
Yeah, I know. I only do the upstairs. I only have one window open. It's just my upstairs bedroom window. Just that one.
Yeah.
Just so I can hear the bears.
Yeah, we've got. Ooh, that's a good idea.
Oh, my God. I just saw a bear climb up the. So my house has the rock front entrance, you know, and then the rock along the walls and stuff. I just saw a video because I thought somehow that because I don't have stairs going from the bottom deck to the top deck, you feel like a bear can't climb up those. This bear was scaling those rock columns like nobody's business. He's just going up the
up
rock.
A house.
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Bears never give up.
No, they don't. I was like, I thought they only did trees. Nope, they do rocks too. They're like damn billy goats.
Have you seen the video of the singing bear? There's a bear, and I think it's in California. Hey Shmadil, can you see if you can find it?
Yeah,
they call it the singing bear. It's sitting up in a tree. This bear is not singing, okay? Stop with that stupid title and what's circulating on the web. It is not a singing bear.
But what's
he
doing?
He's just sitting up there going, rawr,
rawr. Oh, I think he has the audio.
That's it.
Here it is. My God, you did do a great impression.
I told you. And they're labeled, and when you see it on the web, it's the singing bear. That bear is not singing. You know, if he breaks into a Taylor Swift song, okay, then you got a singing bear.
Oh, my God. I didn't know they really sounded like that in a tree. Well, now I'll know what to listen for.
Bear in a tree.
Oh, my God.
All right, when we come back, I went to court yesterday, and I got a big secret to reveal. If you're in Jefferson County, and it may work this way in all counties, I don't know.
I bet you it does.
Yeah, yeah. I was told a secret by the court clerk yesterday at the courtroom. Yeah. So you might want to hear this. Carson loved it.
I'm all about it.
Yes,
I'm going to get tickets all the time now.
On purpose. All right, I'll give you the secret when we come back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. 39 degrees right now with a high today of 75. Wow. 75.
I was just, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was just reading this article. These politicians are so dumb. They're so dumb.
The what?
Politicians are so dumb. So Joe Biden used a really, 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 really rich guy to say he was a bar owner that was going out of business.
Yeah, I've seen the commercial. The guy's a tech millionaire.
Yeah. I just saw this. I'm like, what?
And I actually felt bad for the guy watching the commercial. I really did.
The commercial is fake.
Oh, my God.
Completely fake.
What is going on?
Everybody's seen that commercial. It started airing over the weekend last weekend. It's a bar owner who's supposedly lost everything.
He's lost everything.
Because of the lockdown, and he's blaming Trump, and it's a Joe Biden ad, is it not, right? And he goes through the whole scenario, how scary he is for the future. Turns out the guy's a paid millionaire, multimillionaire that voted for the lockdown.
But here's where
that wanted the lockdown.
But here's where you become an idiot. You don't think people are going to figure that out? Like, hey, that's Dan. He's not a poor owner of a bar. No. He owns our company.
Yeah, someone's going to recognize him.
He's a tech millionaire.
But don't you think? Like, BJ, if you were on an ad and you're like, hi, I'm BJ, and I don't believe in guns, I would tell everybody I know, hey, that guy is lying. He has 5 guns.
Yeah. Do you think they'll pull the commercial now?
They should.
You got to figure they're going.
I think you have
to. If you're busted red-handed.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I mean, the guy's a multimillionaire. All right, I went to court yesterday. A couple of months ago, I got a ticket. And a speeding ticket. I hadn't had a speeding ticket in years, okay? So I didn't really know how it worked with the paying of the ticket. I just assumed you could go in and pay it at any time you want to pay it, or you could show up for court and you can contest it. So I decided that I'd just pay it a week or so before the court date. Well, that's not the rules. You got to wait. You go 20 days, and after 20 days, it's mandatory court date. And that's where I got caught up into a mandatory court date yesterday at 1:15 in the afternoon. So, Jamie, I go down there. First of all, I'm a nervous wreck, okay? I don't know why. Walking into the courthouse makes you nervous.
Okay.
It's intimidating. You don't know what you're walking
it's
into.
It's like when a cop pulls you over. You're like, even though you're totally sober, you're fine, you've got all your registration and everything, for some reason you're like, oh my God!
It makes you uneasy.
It's just a stinking speeding ticket, but I'm on the edge, man.
Especially when you go the metal detector.
Yeah, I know. So I go into the court, and my ticket is $98 and 1 point against my license, okay? Everybody knows how that works. And so I go in, and I go into the courtroom. Well, I walk into the courtroom, and the judge and this kid and a cop are arguing like crazy. They're arguing over this kid got pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt, and he's defending himself.
Oh,
so
really?
The court's going on, and the clerk who's sitting off to the side gives me the come here with the finger, you know, hey, come here a minute. Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to get up here and, you know, piss off the judge.
You're next.
Before I got to see him, you know, I'm not going to interrupt anything. And she kept doing this. So I finally walked up to her and I said, look, I don't want any trouble. I just want to pay my ticket.
Right.
I missed the 20-day period and I'm so sorry. She goes, don't worry. Here at the courthouse, we give you a sweet deal.
At the courthouse, we give you a sweet deal.
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
She gave me a piece of paper. She goes, go over to that lady over there on the other side of the room. Go to that lady over there. She'll take care of this. You'll get a better deal than if you paid it online.
Really?
And I said, what?
A sweet deal at the courthouse?
So I go over to the other lady, and the other lady says, first of all, no points. Second of all, no $98. We're going to drop it down to $81.
What?
She goes, and she says to me, she goes, look, we don't let the secret out, but that's what we do here. If you show up at court, we take everything and we lower it for you.
She said that.
Yes.
You
to
better,
me, personally.
Listen, you cannot give out false information if that's not true, because somebody's going to go to court today.
Jamie, I swear. Why would I sit here and lie
and say,
to you?
Can I have the BJ deal?
She said to me verbatim, when you come in person with the court dates, when you show up, you show sincerity that you want to pay it, whatever, we lower it. We take care of it.
Every time?
Yeah, she said, and she even said
to me. Now I'm scared because I kind of want to take the gamble.
She even said to me, it's just something that we don't let the word out on.
What?
So I said, well, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, now the word's out.
Yeah.
And every time I get a ticket, I'm going to court.
I know. But what if, like, Douglas County is different?
Nah, no Pasco.
And all of a sudden we go in with the BJ deal.
Only,
and they're like, well, this is Douglas County, not Jeffco.
Only speed when you get into Jefferson County.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Don't speed in Douglas County. Just
Holy
speed in Jeffco.
Crap, that's crazy.
Is that wild?
Yeah, and that she told you.
Yeah, she told me that. She literally told me that. That when you show up down here, it's a little bit different. We deduct. It's something that most people don't know about. We don't let the word out, but we take care of it.
Wow.
Yeah, $81 and no points.
Nice job, though.
No jail sentence, nothing like that. Not headed to the slammer, nothing.
Yeah, let's see. The court info, beware, that does not happen in every court. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know about Douglas, but I guess in Jeffco, that's a deal.
Yeah, I guess so.
So only speed in Jeffco.
Yeah.
I'm going to be racing in Jeffco.
I don't know about Douglas County. I don't know about Adams County. Arapaho. I don't know.
Right,
I'm just telling you what happened to me yesterday.
Perfect.
Pretty crazy,
yeah,
huh?
Especially that you got no points.
Yeah, that was the best part of it. I wouldn't mind going ahead and paying the $98, but dropping the points, everything, right?
Right. It's true. My daughter had a 14-point. 14 points? Can you even go that high? I thought
the max was like five or six, yeah.
And then you lose your license.
Wow.
14 points? Maybe
How
she meant four.
That?
And they lowered it down to 4 points and $200. How did it, 14 points? Does anybody know the number?
I love it.
I feel like that's a felony at that point.
You're a parent and you're calling 4 points against your license and $200 a bargain.
Yeah, right? Wow. I didn't know it went that high.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Tabloid trash. We'll do it next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything but Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, hey there. Hi there. Oh, there. Welcome to a lovely Wednesday. It is October 21st, 2020. Oh, my God. Yesterday, and now I can't remember. I'll have to text my son and ask him. Yesterday, my son was telling me about this thing that everybody's saying on TikTok and stuff, and it's like, it's something, some high school or something. It's like, yeah, it all went down in Broward County or something. Have you guys heard that?
No, I haven't seen anything like that.
And they're all doing it, and it's just dumb, and I don't get it. I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, Mom, mention it on the air. Everybody knows what you're talking about. And I'm like, okay, I'll mention it. But if everybody stares at me, I'm going to be real mad. And he's like, no, everybody knows about it. It's not Broward County. That's not what it is. It's like some, it starts with a B. It's like, yeah, it all happened. I'll have to wait till he wakes up and ask him. That would probably help the story. But it's a big thing at TikTok. It's some high school or something. That's where it happened. It all went down there. I don't know. The other thing that went down yesterday that was crazy, and I saw it all over TikTok. I mean, not TikTok. Sorry, Twitter. Starts with a T. Is that whole, poor Bill Cosby yesterday. Lord, that went viral. So here's what happened. Yesterday, there was a leaked photo that was released of Bill Cosby. And he's grinning, and he looks really, really old. And so it went on Twitter, and people were starting to say, like, free Bill Cosby. Oh, my God, he looks so old. Oh, it's so sad. Oh, you know, this and that. And then people were like, are you kidding? You want to free Bill Cosby? Do you know what he did? Ugh. Bill Cosby has been imprisoned at the State Correctional Institute in Phoenix, Pennsylvania, since September 2018 after a jury found him guilty of a 2004 sexual assault. He was photographed in September inside the prison for the first time in nearly 2 years. The image shows a disheveled-looking Cosby grinning towards the ground with a face mask hanging around his neck. The prison periodically takes photos, new photos of the inmates, and yesterday it went crazy on Twitter that everybody wanted him to be free.
I don't know how you could feel bad for this guy. And he's grinning like it's a creepy
grin. I know, it's totally creepy, right? He's like...
He looks awful.
He does. Yeah.
He looks like he just woke up. Look at his hair.
And that's what everybody was feeling sorry for him about. Like, oh my God, he's gotten so old. Let him live his best life, you know, now that he's so old. And that's the thing. It's like, you can't feel sorry for him, you guys. Oh my God, it went so explosive yesterday on Twitter. I was cracking up because then people were... People were like, wait, are you people saying that this guy who did really bad things and drugged women should be released just because he looks old?
Yeah.
It was nuts.
There are a lot of people that get old in prison.
Yes, there are.
Okay, so yeah. Just keep that in mind. Yeah. Harvey Weinstein's going to be one of those, too.
No kidding. Oh, my God. All right, let's see here. Justin Bieber has just invested, along with a bunch of other people, in this new thing. It's called Wave. It is basically an animated concert streaming service. And I guess they just did a concert with The Weeknd. And it drew 2 million people, and it sold $135,000 worth of merchandise.
He did it on TikTok.
Did he?
The Weeknd, yeah. He did a live stream on TikTok. It was crazy.
Was that through Wave, I guess?
I believe so.
Yeah, it must have been. So Wave is this, it's going to be the new way, I guess, to watch concerts. Except for the bubble people. Who did that? The Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
That was, have you ever been in one of those bubbles?
No.
It gets hot.
It gets hot and you run out of oxygen.
Yeah, I don't think I'd care for it.
Oh my God. So you blow it up, right? They blow it up and they'll have, well, they had it at the pumpkin patch off of E470 a couple of years ago. My son did it. He's like, there are rocks in there. And then the other people that we went with, one of them farted in their bubble.
Oh.
And she was like, I was in there with my own farts. It was horrible.
And I feel like they're not really sanitized.
No, of course not.
Nobody cleans them in between uses, right?
Nope, not at all. Anyway, so I don't know how they did that concert with the Flaming Lips because I was like, you guys are going to run out of oxygen in a minute.
Yeah, but crowd surfing would be epic on that
thing. How do you even hear the show?
Well, they're pretty thin.
They
yeah,
are
but
thin.
It would
they're
still be thin. Muffled.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know the 21 Pilots, I feel like the Flaming Lips stole it because 21 Pilots were in bubbles and they crowd surfed in those.
Yeah.
And it was pretty crazy because you just see them like just going across the crowd in their bubble. Like, whoa, that's awesome. But you're going to run out of air. So worried about that. Let's see here. The brand new LG TV that we all saw a couple of years ago that we were so excited about has finally been released. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, this TV is amazing. It's 65 inches of pure television power. It's a 4K. It has a 4K display. But the coolest part is, let's say you don't want your living room to be like a cluttered mess of television wires and all that. Don't worry. You just, when you have company over, you just roll it. Yes, that's what, right. You roll it into your closet. You just roll it away. Just roll it away. And it comes down. The screen comes down and it goes into its own base.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just sleekly roll it away. But it comes with a price tag.
Let me guess. 12 grand.
Oh, that's a good guess. $87,000.
Son of a
Oh, my God.
Gosh, I was so close.
What?
$87,000.
Can you imagine having to finance that?
Yeah.
It's like a mortgage.
Yeah, it's 87. The LG rollable TV, $87,000. So if you have some money to spare, get yourself a rolling TV, I guess. Jeez, that seems crazy, doesn't it? The Great Pumpkin. For the first time ever, since 1966, the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, you know those?
Yeah.
It won't be shown on regular TV. Since 1966.
Yeah.
People are really upset about this, and Apple took note. So Apple TV Plus bought all the Peanuts stuff, all the movies that we always watch every year, and they bought it all up. Well, people are really upset about these holiday movies that we're going to have to pay for them on Apple TV Plus. Well, they're nice enough to allow you to see The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, October 30th through November 1st for free.
Yeah.
So that's real nice.
Well, that's really nice.
That's really nice.
Well, since they own it.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's really nice of them. Share it with us.
Yeah.
We've only owned it ourselves for, what, 50 years?
1966. Yeah, right. It's like, isn't that sad?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to get Apple TV Plus. Is it a stick?
You know, I have Apple TV. You have Apple TV, right?
Yep.
We don't pay a subscription, do we? Once you buy the Apple product, the TV thing itself. Now, I don't know about Plus, but I'm talking about just Apple TV. I don't think that's a subscription,
oh,
is
no,
it?
No, yeah.
No, no. Once you buy it, it's like a Fire Stick. Once you buy it and hook it up to your TV, it's yours.
Yeah, but Apple TV Plus, you do have to subscribe to that, even if you do have an Apple TV.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I wonder what the fee is. Those bastards. Take it away, all the Peanuts stuff, and you have to pay for it.
I never use the Apple TV.
You don't?
Ever. Mm-mm. Don't know why.
Well, I mean,
just never do.
You have a smart TV, though, so you already have Netflix right on your TV, right?
Yeah,
you have all that crap on there. I just go through. I'm like, wait, what is... Some of them I've never even clicked on. I don't even know what all those are at the bottom. Some of them...
Oh, really? Some of the apps that are preloaded?
Yeah, there's so many apps on the bottom of my TV that you can scroll through. I was like, I don't even know what that one does. And now I realize, gosh, I haven't even clicked on some of those. I'm going to do that today. See what they do. I bet they're very exciting. And The Bachelorette was on last night. God. Blech. That girl cries way too much.
She's the worst.
Oh, my God.
Five times in 2 hours.
Literally, what in the hell is wrong with her? I did, though, join Carson's Bach Bros. It's Batch Bros. But on Facebook, I joined it, and I participated last night as long as I could, and then I had to peace out.
There was some good stuff going on.
No,
I liked
there was
it.
Nothing good.
I liked it. I liked
oh, my God.
On.
BJ, this show is horrible.
Yeah.
It is horrible. It's called The Bachelorette, in case you haven't heard of it. It's been around for, like, I don't know, 20 years.
It's been around for a minute.
It's been horrible for 20 years.
Yeah. And the thing is, I couldn't stand it because I knew all the dates were fake because I know what really happens.
Well, I will say that one-on-one date where they were reading those letters like you posted.
Oh, my God.
That was the worst thing ever.
I don't even
I felt like she was a therapist, and I was in a counseling session. So, like, what is going on? It's supposed to be fun.
So here's what she did, BJ. She took this one dude, right, and she took him out to a fire in the rocks in the middle of, I don't know. And she's like, write down... like what you don't like about yourself or whatever the hell it
and
was.
What people you're used to think about you when you're young and really scarred you for life.
Yes. So he wrote on a little, I don't know how, in the middle of the woods, rocks, that they had like these little dry erase boards, but they did. And so he's like, I'm a jerk. I'm insecure. Ugh, he wrote all this crap. And then she's like, I'm a bitch. And then they're like, let's just break them. And so then they broke their shiny erase boards.
And they were free from all the stigma.
Yeah. I paid $200 an hour once for a session like that.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Didn't help me at all.
I was like, what is this? What am I watching? And then... she burned her dress. And, oh, my God, Carson. That was bad.
I will admit that was bad. And it just sucks because this season, like, they're normally going off to all these crazy places around the world. Not this season. They're going to be in this little bubble doing the same kind of crap.
Yeah, they just find different places to walk. It's so sad. It's the worst show ever. But I'm glad that you have a place for everybody to talk. Because they lit up your little... So if you want to watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette, it's Carson's Bach Bros on Facebook. And y'all can talk about that horrible show together.
Yeah, free to join.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely free. You should be paying them.
No kidding, right? All right, there you go. Tablet Drive.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. When we come back, there's an article this morning of how well do you know your car? You and I have talked about this. Buttons in your car that you have no idea what they do. Now they have a list of things that if you have a car that's less than 5 years old, odds are there are a ton of things on the car that you have no idea exist.
I believe that.
There's a list. It's next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. Snow on the forecast for the weekend. It could be anywhere from 4 to 6 inches, I guess it is, for the metro. If you're up in the mountains area, you're looking at possibly anywhere from 8 to 12 inches of snow and cold.
Yeah, really cold.
Yeah, very cold. So blow out the sprinklers.
Yes, you got to do that.
All right, this is a poll that came from Yes Auto. Now, it can be, first of all, it's people that drive a car every day, own a car, drive a car every day. You should know your car, okay? That's where they're going with this. But you'll be surprised to find out how much people don't know about the vehicle they drive every day, too. Okay.
Well, and a lot of them, like my car, you take classes.
Yeah.
We're supposed to go to two classes. We didn't make it.
Yeah. Your car and what we've talked about in the past has to do with the technology of the car. These are simple, basic.
Gotcha.
That can be on a 2001 Oldsmobile, okay?
Yep.
I mean, this is the basic stuff. And we'll see if we all know, because in this survey, it was anywhere between, I don't know, 15-20% of the people they talked to and 50-60% that didn't know these simple things about their car.
Well, remember, Carson didn't know about the gas side.
Yeah, so whatever side that little gas icon is the side that your gas tank is on.
He didn't
yeah.
know that.
Yeah, it has an arrow, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
of them have arrows, some of them just have a little gas yeah. sign.
All right, and Spindell, you play along too, okay?
Okay.
Because you've got that fun. What year is that car?
A 90 Toyota Camry station wagon.
Yeah,
that's a classic.
Yeah. Yeah, no windows in it. It's nice. What are you going to do when the temperatures drop to the teens?
I'm just trying to save up so that I can buy a car. I don't want to, I don't want to have like a full car payment or insurance or anything like that. So I'm just waiting to buy one outright.
Yeah, too bad.
Where does your money go?
What?
Where does your money go?
I'm paying off credit cards right now.
What'd you buy?
Paintball stuff.
Oh my
God. Yeah, all those trips.
And don't forget that fiasco of a stock market deal you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, here we go. How to open a hood, the hood of your car.
People don't know how to open the hood of their car.
16%.
Really?
Did not know how to open the hood.
That's weird.
They would have to pull into somewhere to get somebody else to do it for them. They didn't know how to open the hood.
Now, I 16%. Will say, some of the times it's tricky, though, because you have to feel around for that click, that little latch. I mean, it is tricky a little bit.
Well, I guess some people don't even know that there's a little latch
to even
inside.
Pop it, like
yeah.
initially pop yeah. it.
How to refill the washer fluid for the windshield.
People don't know how to do that.
I'm telling you, these are the basics.
Actually, can I tell you, what did my friend do? He is such a moron. He put windshield wiper fluid in the wrong hole. I forgot.
Oh, like the coolant?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
What? Mine is like bright yellow and has a little thing.
Yeah, it has a windshield on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard of people taking windshield wiper fluid and pouring it into the oil.
Oh no.
Into the oil.
Dear God.
Yeah. Let's see. The size of the engine or even horsepower of their car. Do you know yours?
No, I don't. But my kid does.
I know approximately. I don't know if I know the exact number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I'm a six cylinder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I have a V6. I don't know the horsepower.
Yeah. Because I was like, I thought I had a V8 under there. I don't. Nope.
I only know the horsepower because it's actually worth knowing. Like, if you're driving a Honda Civic, you don't care what a horsepower it is, right?
Well, I just know that I'm V6 supercharged.
Where's the engine? Oil dipstick and how to check it.
People don't know that either. Oh boy!
Wow,
that was like 40%.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No.
You look at your dash, you see RPMs. What the hell does that mean?
rotations per
revolutions.
Revolutions per minute.
Right. Well, yeah. Rotations, same thing.
Yeah, revolutions per minute.
Yeah.
Most people don't know what the heck that is. It's just a gauge that's on the car, right? And what is your miles per gallon?
Oh, bad.
Yeah. Gas goes up for sure.
That's what number I don't want to know.
I know, right?
It's really
bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are some of the simple questions. You were just pulling up pictures of this brand new, what, Escalade?
Yeah.
It's a giant of a car.
Oh, my God, you guys. The Escalade, the brand new Escalade has just come out, and it is 18 feet long.
Yeah.
18 feet
That's
long.
That's a boat. Yeah.
It's a bus. Long. It's a school bus.
Yeah, and so because I am on all these different car sites, and I don't know, because I'm a girl. What? And they had to line up 13 kindergartners in front of the Escalade before the 13th one, the guy could see the top of the kid's head.
That's terrifying.
In depth, yeah. 13 deep.
Yeah.
To see the 13th
so
kid.
So I guess the in front of the hood's so long that you, and the, you know, high, that you can't see little kids for 12 feet. 12 feet, 2 inches. You can't see a little kid.
How does that make it through the safety board? And, you know, you got to go through. You got to be stamped for everything when it comes to safety of a vehicle. How is that even possible?
Well, the guy from Car and Driver basically said, this car is ridiculous and it's not necessary. But, you know, a lot of the, like my car, for example, because you're talking about different things. One of the things it has on my car is it can show you how many G's you're pulling.
Yeah, why do you need to know that?
I don't know.
Who's looking that up?
I don't know. It's right on the screen. So I have a swipe screen. And so one of the screens is you see the driver's side and the passenger side, and it'll show you how many G's you're pulling on a turn.
But if you're being
so unnecessary.
If you're pulling a bunch of G's, you're so laid back in the seat, you can't even see the screen.
I know. Like some of the crap they come up with is so dumb.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show at 7:03 here on this Wednesday. Good morning, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Congratulations to the crew out at Lockheed Martin. What a day they had yesterday.
Right?
Was that unbelievable or what?
What happened?
You have an asteroid going 63,000 miles an hour. They developed a spacecraft that had a robotic arm on it that reached out and grabbed some rocks off of it.
Did they do it yesterday?
They did it yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was successful.
Yeah. So some dude at Lockheed Martin out there, not just one guy, a bunch of them, they all put it together. And isn't that crazy? Here's my concern. Well, I have two thoughts about this asteroid thing. Number one, you know we have one coming towards us the size of a refrigerator?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like with this device, it could just push it off the path a little bit.
Yeah, just push it off path, let bit, it you know, go out there and hit Jupiter or something.
Somewhere like that, North Korea.
Now, I did hear a report on that refrigerator-sized asteroid. Uh-huh. They're saying that if it hits, that it really would cause no damage.
A refrigerator hits me and I'll live through
it. They say, first of all, by the time it gets to Earth, it won't even be the size of a baseball.
There's two different guys. There's one guy who says it will, and it'll be a refrigerator, and he's some scientist, and he's saying that NASA is just saying that so we won't panic, but NASA's saying, you're stupid, it's going to burn up before it gets here.
Yeah. Well, they're calling this one yesterday a touchdown for Lockheed Martin. NASA makes a historic landing on Doomsday Asteroid. Oh, I didn't know it was Doomsday.
Wait, me either.
I should have read this.
Yeah, because what if they just pushed the doomsday off path and now it's going to kill us? Holy hell.
The Rex, it's Osiris Rex, extended its 11-foot robotic arms and collected rock samples as the asteroid went by at 64,000 miles per hour.
That's crazy, isn't it?
How the heck do you come up with that? Man, there are some smart people out there.
I gotta tell you. Yep, sure are.
I'm telling you right now, there are some smart
people. Yeah.
I have a hard time getting a luggage off of a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
And it's only doing, what, a half mile per hour?
Not even.
Oh, speaking of conveyor belts, I guess the airport, the traffic is completely blocked up. Did you see that?
Spadell, you looking into it?
Yeah, I'm just seeing a bunch of construction going on all the way down.
Yeah, I guess at 4 this morning even, they were telling you to leave really early.
Yeah, it's
because
like
it's bumper to bumper.
It's down to one lane at one point, right when you get into that intersection where it goes east or west concourses, terminals.
It's down to one lane?
Down to one lane,
Here's the funny part. I don't know if you guys have this happen with COVID or not, but aren't you shocked when there's traffic? You're like, wait,
yeah.
What the hell?
Catches you off guard now. We're not used to it, are we?
No, it's like, there's a COVID thing going on. You people aren't supposed to be here. What are you doing? Yeah, right. So I guess it's a nightmare out there.
All right, there's another story of a guy that pulled a scam. Now, I don't know how he did this, because I thought, here's what he did, Jamie. He goes into a store. He gets a Kool-Aid packet. The Kool-Aid packet is what? I don't know, 49 cents or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. But he also gathers up a bunch of other items in his basket. So he goes over to checkout, self-checkout. He scans the Kool-Aid packet and throws an item into his bag. Scans the Kool-Aid packet, throws another item into his bag. Scans. He does this over and over again till he gets over $1,000 in merchandise.
Yeah, they do this all the time.
But I thought those... where you put the stuff in the bag has weights on it that knows when you put something in there that doesn't match the price.
I always thought it was based on weight too, but I guess it's not. That's why now they're doing cameras. Because now if you go to Walmart or whatever, they have a camera on your face because people are taking big screen TVs with the price of a Kool-Aid packet.
You're kidding.
No, it's like a thing.
This is a Walmart in Florida.
Oh, is it?
A man used a Kool-Aid packet to steal nearly $1,000 in merchandise. He would scan the Kool-Aid and then throw the other merchandise inside his basket, including a $248 scooter.
Oh, yeah.
$120 navigation system. $160 worth of batteries that he needed.
Wow. Batteries? What the hell?
The total after zip, beep, beep, beep with the Kool-Aid packet was $24. And really, he should have paid $994.
That's a steal.
Yeah, because... But now, again, this is a 14-year-old telling me, so I don't know if it's true or not. But I was like, whoa, when did Walmart put these cameras in here? Because I couldn't stand it, because you can see yourself in the camera. And my kid's like, well, Mom, what they're doing now is people are doing the light, you know, like a Kool-Aid packet. Yeah. They're doing really cheap things, a candy bar, and bringing it with a big screen. And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, but now they'll have your face when you steal.
I've never used the self-checkout at Walmart. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Now, I've used it a few times at the grocery store, but the grocery stores have weights. That's a scale, is it not?
Well, yeah, because it yells at you every time you put, it's very sensitive because it yells at you. If you don't put it just back in the... in that little area and you put it in the cart, then it does yell at you, please put it on the sensor.
Is it also a weight for fruits and vegetables? Could it be part of that?
I think the scanner is where you initially put it on.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a weight for
that. I agree with you. It's definitely a weight at the grocery store, but at Walmart, it's not.
Grocery store, you can't pull the scam, right? You can't do it. But I guess Walmart, just use some Kool-Aid packets.
Well, not anymore. They put cameras in ours.
Did they?
Yeah.
I'm going to check mine out.
This is what you do, though. You cut off the little scan part, and you just tape it to the box before you even get up to the scanners. Then you're good. So it looks like you're actually scanning the item.
Genius.
Wait, what?
You know what I'm saying? You cut off the... So you take a packet of whatever...
The barcode?
Yeah, the barcode. So you just slice it off individually.
Okay.
Put tape on the back of it and tape it across.
I don't think we're supposed to do this. I don't think we're supposed to give out this information.
Oh, my God. You were my... So my... I'm not allowed to tell this story, but my kid, his friend was asking him, how do I sneak out of the house with all the security cameras that my parents have? And my son, I go, well, that kid seems like a great kid. Why would he ask you that? And he goes, well, he said, hey, you know, we have so many security cameras. I'm trying to sneak out to meet my girlfriend. And so my son said, just unplug the Wi-Fi.
Oh,
I'm like, don't tell him that.
that's genius too.
Oh my God. Like, why would you tell him that?
So Carson's tip of the day is to print yourself up some 49 cent barcodes. Go to the store and just slap them on everything that you want to buy, okay?
And then it looks like you're scanning the item. You're
not doing it.
And now Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
So I have to tell you this. This is so funny. Carson, unfortunately, just gave us all a great way to rip off a Walmart.
Anywhere, pretty much.
By cutting off the barcodes and sticking them on other things. So I don't know why, but then I went to how you rip off people on Google. This is a really smart one. Look up your building's washer and dryer model, if you live in an apartment, on eBay. And then order a key for it. And then you will never have to pay for your laundry ever again in your life. A little sneaky trick.
Jeez.
To get the key for. I know,
that's
right?
Genius.
Here's another one. Save business cards of people you don't like. And that way, if you ever hit a parked car, write sorry on the back of their business card and put it under the windshield. another one is when you give someone a gift card as a gift, write down the card number and the code. And then after a year or two, check the balance. And if they haven't used it yet, use it for yourself. Because, you know, they haven't used it, so who cares? And then this is the last one. This is so dumb. Glue a dead wasp to the palm of your hand. You can then hit your boss in the back of the head as hard as you want and act like you saved him.
I like that.
Are those dumb? Yeah. They're so dumb. All right, anyway. Last night was The Bachelorette, and you guys will be happy to know that Carson and all you Carson Bach bros on Facebook watched it and just were in shock and awe of everything that went down. And then Schmadil was kind enough to get us some audio of The Bachelorette, so here it is.
This is scary. Relationships are scary.
It is.
And if I'm being honest, like, you scare me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why do I scare you?
You scare me because of how I already feel about you. And I want you to know how much, even this early on, like, I totally have feelings for you.
Yeah. Like, I feel the same way. I'm not gonna lie. And I would never say the things I say if I didn't mean them. And like to say like I have strong feelings for you, like
no.
Hell yeah, like there's no denying it, and I'm not like gonna shy away from
when
it.
When did men start saying like?
I know.
When did that start happening?
It was so bad last
night.
Did
you hear all those likes?
Yeah, that's why I pulled that one.
Oh my god, I thought it was only a girl thing, like that we like say like. He said like a lot. Oh god. Oh man, how many was that? Like 5 in one sentence?
No, I think it was way more.
Was it?
I think so.
And who's that dude?
Dale. That's Dale.
The one she ends up with.
I think so, yeah.
What do you mean you think so? Don't we know that?
It hasn't been confirmed. I mean, there's rumors out there, but it hasn't confirmed yet.
You got to keep the mystery alive, right?
Yes, yes.
No, I think it's. I think we have like one more episode, and that's it.
So you can
and
be
then
on
she's
the edge.
She's gonna be done.
So you can be on the edge of your seat for the rest of the series.
I just don't know if it's gonna be Dale. Like what? Can we hear that one more time and let's count his likes?
This is scary. Relationships are scary.
It is.
And if I'm being honest, like you scare me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why do I scare you?
You scare me because of how I already feel about you. And I want you to know how much, even this early on, like, I totally have feelings for you.
Yeah. Like, I feel the same way. I'm not gonna lie. And I would never say the things I say if I didn't mean them. And, like, to say, like, I have strong feelings for you, like, hell yeah. Like, there's no denying it. And I'm not, like, gonna shy away from it. Anything.
How many did you guys get?
I got 6.
I got 6.
I got 7.
I got 7.
Yeah.
I got 7 for sure. Because there's 2 rabbits. Like. It's real quick.
7 likes in one sentence. Oh my God. And then Schmadil didn't even watch it, but he's been watching it to get some audio. And he's really upset about dodgeball.
Oh, they're so bad. Like, how those dudes are all super athletic and they can't jump out of the way of a ball? What are
you
they
just
doing?
Said like.
They're, like, terrible, dude.
Oh, my God. So on The Bachelorette, in case you don't know, I guess they all played dodgeball. And, man, is it pissed off Schmadil.
They're bad.
What do you expect?
They can't catch the ball. They're way more athletic than me. Why can't they do it?
Especially since some of them are pro athletes.
Oh, they're all ripped. There's, like, 3 ex-NFL stars on there or something. It's crazy.
And you said it went right between his legs? One guy was trying to catch it.
Oh, one guy tried to catch it, and it looked like he could catch it, and then it just dropped like right in between his legs and his chest. I was like, how does that happen? You had it right there.
I'm with the one preppy guy. When all those guys came in and sat on the couch naked, I was like, when he said, we need a new couch, I was with him. Because all I could think is all those all just sitting on that couch. All right, anyway. So that was The Bachelorette last night. And by the way, if you want to discuss it, we have a Facebook page for you to join, and it's called Carson's Bach Bros. What are you up to now?
105.
Whoa, nice job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on fire.
It's going good.
Yeah.
It's going good.
Just chip it away. All right, so anyway, so join that if you want to. The other thing I wanted to talk about is CSU's home opener has, or the, yeah, the home opener has been canceled. It's been postponed, right?
Yeah. No, they haven't even rescheduled. They have no plans on rescheduling.
Oh, really?
It's just canceled straight up.
Just canceled? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Yeah, so everybody's really upset about that. Oh, my gosh, you guys. In my hometown in Southern Illinois, they just shut it back down.
Yeah. Lots of places have been shut back down.
What is going
on? A lot of the Northeast.
Yeah, they just shut down Southern Illinois. You can't go into a restaurant starting on Thursday. No restaurant.
Well, that fear is here, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the governor went to the microphone yesterday and said, hey, if things don't get better, then we have to take drastic measures again.
And then Tri-County Health just said that the mask mandate is until COVID is over. Here's the thing. A lot of these things never end, like flus, you know.
But it is interesting you've not heard about the flu at all.
I know. I feel like
there's
not
one story out there about the flu. None. None.
No. Just getting flu shots. Everybody says get a flu shot.
That's the only thing.
Because it's going to mimic the other thing and you don't want to be misdiagnosed, so get a flu shot.
But there are no numbers on the flu. None.
No, there aren't.
It must have gone away.
Huh. That is awesome.
At least we got rid of one.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so everybody was going ballistic yesterday on Tri-County Health about saying the mask mandate is until it goes away. And people are like, you realize even after you get a vaccine, these things never go away. So, whatever. And then I figured out what all the kids are saying at high school. And I don't even get it. And it doesn't seem very kind to me. But the thing you guys are going to hear all your kids in high school saying is, yo, only at Miller Grove. And it's a stupid ass meme that's going around and the kids won't stop saying it. And I just read about it and people are begging their kids not to say it anymore because it's so dumb. Remember like the water bottle flip?
Yeah.
Oh, where they wouldn't stop? The fidget spinner? They wouldn't stop?
Oh, those are fun. Fidget spinners? Yeah.
Really?
Those are a good time.
Yeah, do you still have one?
I have two.
You have two fidget spinners?
Yeah, I mean, I don't use them anymore, but we did put them out. No,
you use them as you watch the Bachelorette. Are you kidding?
Right?
We used to put them out on the island, and every single one of my friends that would come and be like, "Oh, you guys got a fidget spinner?" It was awesome.
So you're telling me I should just keep them as little trinkets around the house?
Yeah,
so friends
people can
come
play
over
with them. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about this old school. But the worst, though, I have to say, out of all of this, was the bottle flip. Oh my God! They would try for 100 times, just plunk, tunk, plunk, tunk, plunk, tunk, and you're like, oh my God! Hold on, Mom, I'll get it in a minute. No, stop! All right. What else did I want to tell you? There's really not a whole lot going on. I have to be honest with you. I guess Trump cut off his 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl, and he just walked out. He said it was biased and one-sided, so he took off. Hunter Biden's hard drive was given to Delaware State Police due to photos of underage girls, so that's interesing. And $87,000 for the brand new rolling 65-inch 4K display TV is now on sale. And the other thing was that Bill Cosby is shown grinning in a new mugshot. His how old is he now with his face mask around?
Oh, he's got to be like 80, what, 82? Something like that?
Really?
Yeah, he's in his 80s, right?
He's 83.
83, yeah.
He doesn't look so good in that picture.
No, he doesn't.
I'll tell you that right now. And then there's this other story, which is Kim Kardashian has secretly settled a $6.1 million lawsuit with a security company who failed to protect her. She got $6.1 million.
I think she sued for that, but they settled, right? Is that what it was?
No, it settled six. I don't know. In October 2016, Kardashian was tied up and put in a bathtub in her hotel room by five armed guards who had posed as cops to gain entry. They left with $10 million worth of jewelry, including a $5 million ring from Kanye. Her bodyguard had left her alone in the room while he escorted her sisters to a nightclub. And, it just settled. So maybe it's not.
Silly settled.
Yeah.
Nobody knows for what, though.
I don't know. Well, good for her.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story that's kind of baffling me. It's the CNN guy. The guy that got caught on Zoom, with his pants down, literally. I'm shocked that they haven't fired him. They announced yesterday.
Wait, they didn't fire him?
No, they haven't fired him.
I thought he was fired.
No, not been fired at all.
What?
In fact, one of the analysts on CNN came back yesterday and said that it was nothing more than an accident.
Wait, start all over with his story.
The guy's on Zoom. And it had to do with the New Yorker. That's who the Zoom call was all about. It wasn't about CNN itself. And he's on, and he decides to go off to the side and, well, let's just say on CNN, he's a legal analyst. They call him a master debater, okay? So he goes off to the side to do his thing, all right? And he gets caught on Zoom, on the camera, and he's not being let go. In fact, they're calling it an accident. How's that possible? I think I'd get fired.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
I think everybody would get fired. If you'd get fired. Zoom.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you'd get fired, buddy. You'd get fired.
Why aren't they firing him?
I don't know.
Huh.
I have no idea.
That seems
It just seems really weird that...
Because now I can't look at him because I know...
Yeah.
That
to call it an accident... And for him, why wouldn't you just leave? I wouldn't want to show my face around those coworkers ever again.
Well, look what happened to other anchors like Matt Lauer. I mean, Matt had to leave, completely leave, right?
Yeah, well,
I mean, some time went by and he's eventually come back. But what Matt was doing visually wasn't worse than what this guy was doing.
But you guys have wieners. How is that ever an accident with you guys?
I'm not sure, Jamie.
That's not an accident.
We're as baffled as you are right now.
Okay. I mean, did you ever accidentally just like, oh, I didn't know I was doing that? Yeah. I mean, maybe when you sleep, right? Does that happen?
I've never woken up like that.
No. Well, the accident is he left his camera on.
Not that
he did it.
All right.
The accident is that he left his camera on.
Sorry, I thought the accident was that he was doing that.
When he thought he had turned the camera off.
How did he accidentally do that? No. That is, that's not it. Wiener. That's crazy. All right, there you go. Tell it, Trash.
All right, coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, you know what?
Frog say, you know it's hard to guess. What did Frog say? Get out your phone to text. What did Frog say? What did Frog say?
Carson takes a guess, and so do you at 51059. We'll do it next.
BJ and Jamie.
What did Frog say? You know it's hard to guess. What did Frog say? Get out your phone to text. What did Frog say? What did Frog say?
7:48 at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Spadil tells me it's fairly simple today, so a textnado at 51059. Go ahead. It's Wednesday. Just take a guess. Carson's going to take a guess. Here it is. What did Frog say?
Owls are crazy, Dave.
I don't know, but he's adorable.
He and I are on the back patio, and I'm having to chase him with the phone to record him, Jamie.
Oh my God.
And he's running around in circles laughing, and then he said this.
Owls are crazy, Dave.
He's 2.5. It's Frog. Carson, what did Frog say?
Owls are crazy, Daddy.
All right, listen.
Owls are crazy, Daddy.
All right, on textnado at 51059, what do you think Frog said? Again, 51059. Go ahead, take a guess.
Owls are crazy, Daddy.
BJ and Jamie.
What did Frog say? You know it's hard to guess. What did Frog say? Get out your phone to test. What did Frog say? What did Frog say?
What the heck did Frog say?
Owls are crazy, Daddy.
That's so cute.
Carson.
Owls are crazy, Daddy.
Schmadil, the answer is?
Owls are crazy, Daddy.
Woo! That's 2-0.
Do you have an owl in your yard or something?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
We have...
I can't stand those suckers.
We have owls that come back every season to have babies.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so haunting. I hate it when
Especially if you have little dogs. Because I always think they're going to snatch them up and just take off.
Oh, yeah, take them away. Yeah.
We kind of like it.
You do?
I don't really see a problem with it. You know, they'll keep snakes and stuff like that out of there.
So. Yeah, no, but it's just so haunting in the middle of the night, just that sound. You're like, ah, I'm in a nightmare movie right now. It's horrible. Hate it.
Yeah, they come back every year they've been doing that for many years. Oh, so really? I have no idea when that will end.
I have two, and they talk to each other. Would you guys just like go somewhere else and do this? I can't stand it.
All right. There's a list this morning that's out of the cities in the U.S. where NFL fans are the biggest crybabies. You think Denver's on that list?
I don't know.
You think we're a bunch of crybabies? And who do you think's number one? The number one cry baby
well, New
city.
England,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, has to be the Patriots.
Obviously.
Well, they are on the list. There's no doubt about that. But so are the Denver Broncos. We'll give you the rank. Next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Whoa, guys. Whoa, hang on just a second. Jamie, you remember earlier this morning I said anywhere from 10 to 11 inches of snow I thought I saw?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the wind.
Oh, yeah, you scared us.
I just saw the graphic again.
Okay,
that's the
good.
Wind speed.
Because you did have me scared.
Scared me. I jumped back. Whoa! We're going to get 10 inches of snow on Saturday.
I was scared. I was like, oh, no, God.
I tell you, okay. I don't know. I'm a little confused.
I actually thought, oh, no, I got to get gas for the snowblower. But I don't now, right?
Really nasty. All right, Schmidl, you've got this audio that you said we must play. It's a lady on a flight. And what's she doing here? Is she punching somebody?
Yeah, she's punching someone real hard. They're trying to get her off the plane, and she just decks this flight attendant.
Oh, my God. Why do we have this? You guys, every day, it's like, Carson, can I talk to you a minute?
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like that BJ and Schmidl have like this violent side of audio in them. Like, all they want is like violent audio.
Yeah, they like the brawls.
Yeah.
So, I find it entertaining.
Yeah,
so,
if you got a brawl that breaks out inside of a Walmart, 15 people fighting, that's good stuff. You know what? I mean, you've got donuts that are flying across the room at a Dunkin' Donuts. You got to air that.
Extra
stuff.
Points,
you know,
if someone's using a chair over someone's head.
Yeah, so now, why exactly does she get punched again?
Because she won't put on her mask.
That's just it. Yeah,
she's on a flight.
That's worth hitting,
you know,
somebody.
I feel so bad for the airlines people.
Me too.
Because you got to figure, they're dealing with a bunch of a-holes every single day. Every flight. You got to figure, out of 100 people on a flight, there's going to be one. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's
just about every flight.
It's my constitutional right not to wear a mask.
Look, it's really simple. You don't have to fly. You don't have to go anywhere. You really don't. But if you want to, you need to. Maybe it's an emergency with a family member, whatever. It's really simple. Just follow the rules.
We're all doing it.
Just follow the rules. That way you get to your destination. Everybody else gets to their destination. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, because I can't imagine what they already deal with on a daily basis, you know, being a flight attendant, because people are just jackasses, right? And now you have the people that don't want to wear the mask, or they want to just test their patience a little bit. Like, I'm eating, I'm drinking, sorry, you know, but for the whole flight.
Yeah, we had a story. Remember the guy that took on that, what was it, a bottle of peanuts?
Yep.
And he would eat one peanut at a time. It lasted for a 2.5 hour flight.
Yeah, it was Pringles, and he timed it out how much time he had to eat each one.
Pringles, that's right. Stacked chips, right?
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
That's a lot of work just to be a...
It's easier just to go to the bar in the airport, drink you about 3 drinks, get on, put on your mask, and pass out.
Amen.
Okay?
That's how you do
that's
it.
That's a lot easier than counting your Pringles.
Yep, I'm
all
with
right?
you.
All right. A flight from Miami to Atlanta. Woman refuses to wear a mask correctly, and the flight attendant approaches her. She punches the flight attendant in the face. Here we go.
Can I make a statement?
Holy cow.
Let's just keep this in the system, and when you guys have stories, we don't have to play anything but that, because all your audio every day sounds just like that.
Yeah, sometimes when we watch the video, Schmidl, the audio really fits.
Yeah.
And there are days it doesn't.
Because you guys can just say, tomorrow there was a fight at Walmart, and play this.
Plus, there was that fight yesterday at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Oh,
then it went over to Walgreens. You know what was going on there?
Oh, my God. Crazy. Lord.
You're exactly right. I do. I feel bad for the airlines people. Yeah. You got to figure, they run into these people every single day. Every day.
I was talking to a couple people who own restaurants. Have you seen what they're having to do? Because so many restaurants has had outdoor seatings. Have you seen now what they're trying to do to keep maintaining outdoor seating for the winter? Putting like teepees up over
like greenhouses.
Yes.
Who's going to eat in that?
I don't know. They're just trying to do anything they can to keep their restaurants alive. And I mean, they had a greenhouse. Yep. That one guy had a greenhouse. Another guy did individual like teepees, and they look like kids' teepees, and he put like a heater in them. I'm like, that is going to catch on fire.
A little space heater.
Yeah. And they have all these wirings going up with little space heaters. I mean, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't think any of those are in code.
No, I don't think so either. No, absolutely.
BJ and Jamie.
It's Word of Mouth. There's some crazy people on Word of Mouth. So just send us your text, Word of Mouth.
All right, Word of Mouth feature here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. People post, and we like to read them. So we go to Word of Mouth. We all go to Nextdoor also, and some people even submit them on the Textnado at 51059. And again, they're just wacky and crazy.
I have one that I'm going to read because of you, BJ, because I think you can really help this person.
Okay.
Has anyone bought the new Kirby? A salesman just stopped by my house, and I'm really considering one. I'd like some input.
Man, are you bringing up memories? I know. I bought my Kirby. Well, I don't have it today, but long time ago, years ago, guy showed up at my door, $4,500 later, woo! I had the best vacuum on the planet. Right there.
Do
in
you
my
really
house.
Believe that? Do you really?
Oh, they get you. That guy with that vacuum at your front door, he comes in, he throws dirt on your floor, and then he gets it up. He throws Kool-Aid down, gets the stain out of your carpet. It's an impressive show.
I can't believe anybody's walking around with a damn vacuum door to door. That seems crazy
with
to me.
With dirt in their pocket, ready to pour it on your floor.
That just seems so weird to me.
Oh, they're out there.
So weird. Here's one that's troubling me. It really is. And it says, does anyone have a good doctor that they can recommend? My husband and I think he might need an appendectomy.
You might want to go to the hospital.
Why are you posting that? You need to be in the ER right now.
Well, it's quite obvious she'd like for her husband to pass on.
Obviously. Wow.
There's some insurance involved in this one.
What? And then here's the last one. Here's the last one, which I don't know why it struck me funny, but it did. And I'll read it how I read it in my head, okay? So, does anybody know where to get a good tuna melt in Lakewood?
Tuna melt recommendations.
I will tell you, I live near Lakewood.
Yeah.
Finding a good tuna melt probably is an issue in Lakewood.
But who desires a tuna melt?
I don't know.
Are forced on you.
I don't know. Right? Tuna and cheese?
Oh, gross. Oh, that's so nasty.
Oh, that's a great lunch, right? Yeah. All right, this one is from Aurora. Let's see here. Colleen writes, beware. Someone stole my grill last night from my first floor condo. Please keep your eyes open and be on the lookout. It's silver with wheels and a propane tank.
Oh, my God. I think I have it in my backyard.
Yeah, like every other grill out there.
Wait, can you give the description again?
It's silver with wheels and a propane tank.
All right, we're going to be on the lookout for it.
Everybody be watching for that one.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Got it?
Oh, God.
All right, mine comes from Parker, literally in the subdivision next to mine. Naked guy in a hot tub. Dude, if you're on here and you're reading this, knock off the naked hot tubbing. Just because your house backs to open space doesn't mean people can't see you. No one wants to see your old basketballs flapping in the wind. WTF.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
That's great.
It's Word of Mouth. There's some crazy people on Word of Mouth. So just send us your text word of mouth.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. Snow for the weekend. It's going to turn downright cold for the weekend, too. We're talking single digits, so it's going to be quite nasty on Sunday for sure.
Okay? I need some ideas about how to heat the cabin without propane or electricity. How do I do that so my pipes won't freeze?
Well,
Because I'm waiting to get approval for my electrical box from Douglas County.
Yep.
And they haven't approved it yet. So I know you guys have battery-operated heaters.
Well, you might be able to go out there and wrap them. If you wrap them, you could possibly save them.
I am not crawling under there. Are you crazy? There's like snakes and stuff down there.
I don't know.
There's like rattlesnakes hibernating
under
my house.
Send the kid down there.
Yeah, no, I'm not going under there. That'd be terrifying. Good luck with that one. Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
But for you listening to the show, this is the weekend to get some, that yard stuff done.
Yeah, blow out your sprinklers.
Yeah.
And the other thing, because it's going to be so cold that you might want to, because I learned this when I moved here, because everybody wants to know what you have to do when you move here. Undo all your garden hoses. You got to do that.
Yep.
You undo your garden hose. And then if you have a basement that's like has a bathroom down there, but you don't have a lot of heat down there, you open up the doors to all the underneath your sinks and stuff like that. You open up so a little bit of heat will get under there.
It is going to be cold.
Yep, it sure
cold
is.
Sunday into Monday. All right. Now I'm just hearing a rumor of this because you mentioned it off air.
Yeah.
Saving Carson's arms.
Oh, yes.
What are you talking about?
Does anybody have that song? Did I ever tell you you're my hero? Because... Do you know that song, Carson?
Yeah.
I think you should be singing it to me.
Well, what happened?
Go ahead.
Do you have
a few lines? Go ahead. I'll listen.
Did I ever tell you you're my hero?
Yes.
And that's all the words that I really know.
Were you in choir?
Yeah, a little bit, a minute.
I could hear that. Couldn't you guys hear that?
Yeah, he was in choir for a minute until he started singing. That's when they ask him to leave.
Okay, so here's what happened. So yesterday, my freaking garbage disposal gets clogged. Ugh. And I start to put my arm into the garbage disposal, but then I had this weird feeling. I don't know what it was. I was like, I feel like you should go ahead and unplug this before you stick your arm down there. And I've always put my arm down there, but I've never unplugged it. And I don't know why I had this feeling come over me, because it's a good clog. And so I went underneath, I unplugged it, and then I put my arm down there, pushed the reset button, all that crap. Anyway, and so I put on Facebook and Twitter, am I the only person that unplugs their garbage disposal because you feel like a ghost might come by and flip the switch on your arm? Like, am I the only person?
Or you
right?
might hit it with your knee or something.
Yeah.
Weird.
But Jeremy Hubbard called me crazy, which was really rude. And he won't have an arm either.
Yeah, take that, Jeremy.
And then I was telling Carson about it, and Carson's like, I never unplug the garbage disposal, ever.
No, because my switch is underneath my, it's in underneath my sink, and as long as the cabinet door is closed, you can't hit it by accident or anything like that. And I did have a shot glass. Like, sometimes you can't, like, I know BJ used tongs sometimes to get
you
down
use
in
tongs?
There.
No, I use, what I use is, I call them tongs, but it's, you know how little kids, they have these sticks that have an alligator on the end?
Yeah.
With a trigger?
Yeah. And it's a mouth?
That's what I use.
You don't put your arm down there?
No.
Why?
No, I'm scared of it.
Even because, if you unplug it?
Yeah, I don't. Well, first of all, the unplugging underneath has to move quite a bit of stuff to get to it, okay?
Well, yeah.
So it's a real pain.
It's some sponges and some cleaning crap and all that stuff.
My switch itself is on the wall. Worst place you could have put it in 1980, okay? Worst place you could put it, because we also have a drainer or whatever you call it with the dishes, which sits in front of that switch. All you'd have to do is hit it with your elbow, and it flips that switch on, arms down in there.
Okay.
I always think of that, so I don't even put my hand in there.
Listen to me. You crouch down, and you move a few things over, and you pull the plug.
No. You grab the alligator with a trigger, and you use the alligator to fetch whatever you need to get out.
You can't do that, no, because I had a shot glass. I know this is going to shock you.
I don't have a shot glass.
I had a shot glass that dropped in there, and it broke.
Well, that's called a habit. It's got nothing to do with the garbage
disposal. You can't get
all
those little the glass fragments with a little dinosaur head.
He might have a point. But here's the thing. Carson never unplugs it. Ever unplugs it. So I said to him, ahem, I'm going to save your arm. Listen to this. This is from Jimmy Darrell, who, by the way, Jimmy Darrell is an electrician, like a really, really good one.
He's legit.
Like a commercial electrician, like really good. And he said, I do the same thing. The plug is technically a secondary shutoff for the electrical device. You're doing the right thing, as you never know what could happen, such as a backfeed through the neutral do something to a faulty transformer, which could possibly give power to the disposable even when the switch is turned off. I just saved your arm.
That's terrifying.
That was aggressive. That was a little aggressive.
And now you're throwing pens at me.
Sorry, that was aggressive.
You might have also saved an alligator. If you look at it like that, you know what I mean? Yeah. I may have to unplug it.
Saving lives and inanimate objects.
Just to use my alligator. Tabloid trash, next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Today is blowing my mind. First of all, I see that the new rage that all these chicks are buying is a new rubber chicken purse.
It's a nice purse. If you like rubber chickens.
If you like rubber chickens, you can now have it over your arm.
Yeah.
You unzip its body and pull out your wallet. Today is throwing me for a loop. So I see this rubber chicken purse that they can't keep in stock because everybody wants a damn rubber chicken purse. And then I go on to Google, and this is a headline. It's like breaking news. We have found a new organ in the human body. I just take that in for a minute. Scientists have found a new organ in the human body just now. Like yesterday. What?
How is that possible?
I don't know.
After all these years of studying the human body and going in there prodding around.
You guys, what is this?
Yeah, you would think with just all the autopsies.
I know. Right?
Every single year. Think about how many autopsies are done.
Will you read that headline there, Schmidl?
New organ in humans discovered by people researching prostate cancer.
New organ in throat accidentally discovered by scientists researching prostate cancer.
So that's an area of the body they haven't searched as much?
No, it's not there.
Well, it's weird that they discovered it in the throat and they were researching prostate cancer.
Oh, you threw me off with that one.
Yeah, those prostate. Are opposite ends.
That sounded like there's not enough probing going on over there.
I know. It's weird that they were researching prostate cancer, but it's actually in your throat. This is weird. Scientists have discovered a new organ, a set of salivary glands set deep in the upper part of the throat. It's behind the nose. It was not thought to host anything but microscopic diffuse salivary glands. But the newly discovered set, they're 1.5 inches. Well, couldn't find that? That's big.
Thank God we found them.
But they're 1.5 inches this big. You didn't see that? let's see here. In length, on average, because of their location over a piece of cartilage called the torus, tuberous, the discoveries of these new glands have dubbed them the, tuberous glands. what they do is they probably, I like the word probably, lubricate and moisten the upper throat behind the nose and mouth. What? You guys don't think that's crazy? I'm sorry.
So they don't know exactly what it does. They're just thinking they know.
I said probably. Yeah. I said probably.
We'll figure it out.
It's like that cat, the cat that's drawn in the side of a hillside. Did you see that?
No.
Y'all didn't see somebody drew a cat 2,000 years ago? They just found it?
No.
You haven't seen that either?
No.
Will you read that one?
A huge 2,000-year-old cat figure found carved into Peru hillside.
It's more than 2,000 years old. They just found it. I'm telling you.
Well, I could see that not being found.
Why?
I mean, the Earth is a big place.
It's right in the middle of, like, a power plant.
Yeah, it looks like you should be able to see it if you're flying over it. It's big.
It is huge. It's on the whole side of a mountain. It's a cat.
Yeah, there's, like, stairs and stuff going up the mountain.
Oh, my God.
So people have been here.
To the cat?
Yeah.
I don't know. Purse chickens, cats, new organs. I am just done with today. Absolutely done today. There's another thing that's going on, and people are protesting Chris Pratt. I love Chris Pratt, but people are really, really, really mad at him. I guess the Avengers, six of the Avengers, did a fundraiser for Joe Biden, and Chris Pratt didn't show up, and they're saying it's because he secretly is voting for Trump. That's why he didn't show up. And so, man, they are mad at him. Oh, they're going. Yeah.
So now what?
I don't know. They're asking him to get canceled.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a whole petition, cancel him, don't hire him ever again, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
You missed one thing. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're just...
Maybe he was sick.
Exactly. They didn't even give him a chance at... I don't know. Whatever. All right. Let's see. I already told you about that one. Nelly is the face of Budweiser's limited edition Nelly Tallboy 25-ounce cans. It hit the shelves yesterday. The promotion is released to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the debut album Country Grammar in his hometown of Missouri. Nelly and his St. Louis pride is written all over the cans. And so that's why if you go out to buy some Budweiser and you see Nelly, you'll be like, what the hell? But it's because...
You know, it's kind of weird, though, because you've never seen a mugshot, anybody's picture on a beer can. It's almost like, you know, people that are missing on a milk carton. So it looks weird to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I can see that.
So it looks a little weird.
But he loves St. Louis, and that's where it's brewed or something.
Yeah, I saw the camp the first time, and I thought, oh, I know that guy. I've seen him before. Yeah, his name's Nelly. He's not missing.
I found him.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus says she's pretty sure she had a wild experience with a UFO. Sometimes I hate my job. The singer said, I was driving through San Bernardino with my friend, and I got chased away by some sort of UFO. She said, I did see it, and it was flying, and my friend saw it, too, and I know what you guys are going to say. I smoke a lot of pot, but I was not high. She said, the experience left me shaken for, like, 5 days.
I'm going to say she was high.
I'm telling you, totally say she's high.
If I saw her and an alien standing next to each other, I wouldn't know which one's the alien. She looks like an alien to me.
Wow. Ooh, that felt mean. I'm not going to lie. Yikes. Here's a new thing that's not happening to me, but you're going to hear about it, so I want you to be aware of what it is. It's called love bombing. Love bombing. Spadil, this might happen to you.
Okay.
You might get love bombed.
I'm interested. What is it?
Okay, it's a new thing. I guess it's explosive, rapid display of attention and affection designed to knock you off your feet. And I guess love bombers come with all kinds of, they text you all the time, they call you all the time, they email you all the time, they send you cards, letters, songs, flowers, gifts, trips, promises of a lifetime of a soulmate. They'll do anything for you and nothing without you. And however, they're saying love bombers are actually narcissistic manipulators.
Never mind, Spadil. After hearing that list, it's not going to happen to you.
Oh, by the way, are you over your breakup?
Yeah.
Have you been?
I'm depressed about it, but life goes on.
Did you do the drunken text?
No.
Schmadel.
No.
Schmadel.
I actually went on a date with another girl yesterday.
Schmadel, did you do the drunken text?
No, not yet.
It's coming.
Yeah, it means you're going to. Not yet. You gotta delete her number.
I know you. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Bring it in here. We'll delete it for you.
Yeah, we'll delete it for you because that's the only way you can do it.
Well, who's the new girl?
Just this girl that I matched with on Tinder. She's like this 21-year-old college girl.
You swiped left?
Right.
Yeah, you went right. Right.
Whichever way.
Yeah, right swipe. She's a college student down at UC Denver.
She's a little young for you.
Going for the young ones.
She's 21.
How old are you?
They're naive.
30.
It's because they're naive.
Yeah. That's
why. Did you tell her you're a star?
I mean, I told her that I work on the show.
Yeah.
Did you tell her you're on the show?
Uh-huh.
You tell her you own the show?
No.
Did you tell her that you're our boss?
I said I'm the producer.
Did you say executive?
I told them what
did.
To do.
Yeah.
I did say
executive producer.
You said executive?
Well, you got to do what you got to do, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on the rebound.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Now, how do you, by saying you're the executive producer, you're our boss, all that stuff, that you're, you know, how do you explain the car?
I just tell them that I got hit by an Uber driver and I'm waiting on a car insurance settlement.
But I mean the car.
Yeah, how do you pull up in that thing? I would just walk to her house.
I would take an Uber.
I did park a couple blocks away and walk over. But yeah.
Good move.
Now, this is going to be the other uncomfortable part about dating. So do you tell them that you have extensions in your hair?
I did with this girl.
So how does that come about?
Well, we were starting to like make out a little bit. And she was putting her hands in my hair, and I was like, you got to be careful with my hair. I have hair extensions. I can't. You can't rip
and
these
she,
out.
And she continue to make out?
Yeah.
Can you?
You may be on. You may be onto something. There. You may have the right one.
Well, I will tell you, his hair looks fantastic today because you had it done yesterday.
Yeah, I went saw Ergun yesterday.
He did a great job. It looks so good today.
I like it a lot. Yeah.
Did you go out after he fixed it?
Yeah, I went straight to her house.
Oh, yeah, I would too because it looks really good.
I told him, I was like, you need to make this look good. I'm going on a date right now.
Oh, you were salon ready.
Oh, yeah.
And where can people get these?
You go to etdenver.com. You can schedule a consultation or call them.
Okay. Again, that's like etdenver.com. Like extra, like, ouch.
ET?
Yeah.
It's like Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, exactly. It looks amazing.
Thank you. I really love it.
All right. Well, and she was okay with that and everything? She just wasn't like, what?
Yeah, she was like, oh, okay, cool.
I think it's going to be, I swear to God, I know this sounds crazy. I think it's going to become a new thing for men. Like, it's not going to even be thought of. You know, like, it's fine.
Everyone does it.
Yeah, well,
why are
a
you
lot
staring
of us go bald.
Why are you staring at me?
Just looking at you, I'm good. Did you tell her about new teeth on the way?
I haven't told her about that yet.
Okay.
Oh, she's going to be really excited about that.
Well, you don't want to ruin everything on the first date.
You've got to have some surprises.
You got to save it. Yeah, you got
to
save it.
No, you want her to know those teeth are going to be better.
Oh, if she's gotten past the extension, she's good.
If she's a smart girl, she knows that he sucked his thumb way too long because of the way it's pushed out.
She didn't ask, did she?
No, she didn't ask.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah,
you're good.
Fine.
You're good.
You can tell a thumbsucker when you see one.
Well, I'm just saying. I think he got by the first day.
Yeah.
No use spilling all your cards in the first day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold a couple of things back there, man.
Yeah. Show up with braces on the next date.
And... Yeah. Yeah, you don't say,
like,
hey.
What's going on here?
Don't hold back too much, honey, because she might be teetering on the edge.
You're also going to hold back things like, honey, when I take my shirt off, look how white I am. That's going to change, too. You save all that. You know? That way, you get better and better and better as time goes.
I would do this. I would ask her what color her sheets are. And then if she says dark, then go ahead and sleep in her bed. But if she says light, you let her know that your tanning cream's going to come off.
Give her a heads up. Yeah, there are certain things you got to level with. But we'll cross that bridge when we get
right,
there. Okay?
Exactly.
Don't worry about
all
it.
All right, there you go. Double trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. This is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Earlier this morning, I gave an update on a traffic citation that I got. And the only thing I want to let you know is that there's a rumor out there floating around that if you go to court, then possibly you're in better shape than you are if you pay it online, a ticket early, right? And we're only talking a traffic ticket. I'm here to tell you, it works. It worked for me.
That is crazy to me.
I went yesterday to court, okay? My ticket was $98 and 1 point against me. I go into court, I walk in, I go to the clerk, and I say to them what my case is. I got my case number in front of me. She looks it up, but I'm apologizing profusely. Like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Let the 20 days go by. I should have paid this online. I hate to bother you guys. You know what I'm saying? She looks at me and says, you're better off. You're going to get a better deal by coming down here. I'm like, what?
Wait, how'd you do that acting again?
What? So I go over to the other lady, another court clerk. She takes off the point, drops the fine by $20. Boom, I'm out of there. And she told me, and we've had this confirmed this morning, have we not?
We have.
51059, we've had it confirmed by various people that have gone to court.
But I hate to give this information in case somebody gets screwed over. Like, I don't think if I heard a radio show saying, hey, listen, a lady told me an inside scoop that if you wait and don't pay the fine and come into court, they'll drop a point and give you less of a fine. Like, I don't think I'd trust a radio show to tell me that. I'd be like, oh, hell no.
Especially us.
But I know.
But we told you, but wait, I'm telling you that it was said to me verbatim.
No, we believe you.
Nobody
thinks that you're lying. I'm just saying that I would not listen to this and go, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
And we've also had various texts this morning that said the same thing. Now, they did say this.
Uh-oh.
They said if you get a ticket in Arapahoe County.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, man. They'll throw the book at you.
It'll go up.
Yeah, you don't really want to mess around with that court system for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know the details. I'm just saying Arapahoe got flagged a couple of times this morning, okay? Now, Douglas County, I hear you guys are sweet. We also hear that it's not a bad place to go to jail in Broomfield, that they serve pretty good, I think it was chicken fried steak or something.
Oh,
right?
Was it a dip?
Chicken fried steak and mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
wow.
Look at that. Now, and Jeffco is where I went to yesterday. Adams County, they say, same thing. You go into the court, it will probably get lowered for you. But the lady told me yesterday, she literally looked at me and said, this is a secret that we really don't get out there very much with, but if you come to court, we take care of it.
I know it was said to you. I'm not saying that yeah. didn't happen, but it. I even though you're my partner, I still don't know if I could like let my anxiety allow for the time frame to expire and go. Okay, BJ told me to do this. BJ, it's gonna be okay. I feel like I'd go there and they'd throw me in jail.
My initial reaction would be like, no, do not go down there. Do not wait to go to court.
No. I know.
But guys, if you get to, and Jamie, you've been in so much trouble, you should know all this. Okay. The law has not been on your side, okay?
No, it hasn't.
All right, so, but here's the deal. If you've got a court date and you don't exceed that, because that's when you get in trouble, if you make sure you go down there on that court date and take care of business, what's the worst thing that can happen to you?
What if I get a flat tire and didn't make the court date?
Ooh. And that would happen
then
to you.
Then I get a bench warrant. Thank you. And then I get a bench warrant. What happens if I run out of gas? Then I have a bench warrant.
They'd never believe you either.
No, they wouldn't.
No.
Yeah, me. I know. I'm just saying. Like, what if you wait till that? I'd have so much anxiety about it.
I think I'm going to do this, though. Next ticket I get, I'm going to wait till the court date and go to the court date.
I think that you're wrong.
I'm going to try it out. What I got to lose? What do I have to lose?
Dude, you
attaboy, Carson.
Hold on.
Attaboy.
He has a calendar to replace his filters. He's so OCD, ACD, ADHD, whatever.
Listen, I got a deal.
ASS.
I got a deal. All I have to do is wait till the court date. It seems legit.
I slap my knee on that
one. You do it there, buddy.
I'm going to.
Work the system.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, I was reading yesterday, Jamie, that, you know, the gatherings here in Colorado have been lessened to, I think at one time we were at, 25
10.
People. Then we went back down to 10. And
now we're at 5.
Then back down to 5. I heard that is actually targeted specifically for Halloween parties.
Really? You heard that?
Yep.
Who told you that?
It's to stop. Well, I read it.
Was it the clerk at the Jefferson County Courthouse?
No. It seems like you got some friends down there.
I know it, right? You came back with a lot of information from that court. From court appearance.
No.
No? Okay. No. Who was it?
It was a guy at... that I bought a Slurpee from.
Oh, 7-Eleven, even better.
I'm just saying.
Well, they're in the know.
Well, we were just chatting.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I won't pass along the information if you don't want
it. Oh, no, we want to hear. We want to hear. Yep.
I love Slurpees.
They don't give you a brain freeze?
I stop twice a week.
They give me a brain freeze. But I learned how to stop that. You put your tongue at the top roof of your mouth.
That doesn't work, does it?
It does work. Oh, see?
Yeah.
I have backup.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. No, I don't get a brain freeze.
You don't?
From them. No, but I don't gun them. You know, I just sip.
You savor it.
Yeah, I don't treat it like a shooter. no, but it is specifically geared. Uh-huh. The lowering of gathering of people is to keep everybody from having Halloween parties.
Really?
That's pretty mean, isn't it?
It is so mean. So mean.
So mean. Why do you want to be like that?
Exactly.
Why, Governor? Why do you want to be like that?
I mean, it's already bad enough we don't have our haunted houses. God, I'd love those. Mm-hmm. Those are so fun. There are a couple of weird ones that are kind of like, I see them on Facebook, like we're having a secret haunted house. You know, it's $10 donation. I'm like, oh, okay. All right, I see you.
That sounds like one that you would go in and never come out.
Now, why don't you tell, because this has kind of irritated me. Do you want, or is it too bad of news, what you just read?
No, it's not too bad. I don't have it printed out, so I'm kind of yelling across the room here. I'm looking.
Okay, so here's what, we were talking about this off the air. So Illinois, Southern Illinois, where I'm from, yesterday they did a shock and awe, the governor did, and he put a lockdown on Southern Illinois. Just down below in Southern Illinois for no bars and no restaurants starting on Thursday. And everybody's pissed. I mean, all my hometown people are pissed off. And in fact, they're so mad that they're like, a lot of places are saying, oh, hell no. Remember when Weld did that?
Yeah.
When Weld was like, we're not shutting down. They got in a little bit of trouble. Yeah. Well, that's what a lot of places in Southern Illinois are doing. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I feel like we're kind of going in that direction in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And then you just read me this.
Yeah. The Colorado, and from what I understand by reading this article, the governor, the mayor of various cities, whatever, they all look at this, and it does have some input. It's not law by any means, but it is something that does get talked about in their offices when they start to make these mandates. This is from the Colorado Public Interest Research Group, and they're simply stating, and I won't read the entire thing, but they're simply stating that where we sit today, we're not doing enough. Jared Polis extending the mandate on the mask, that was a good thing, but it's not enough. Here's what they suggest: immediately, starting now. This is as of about an hour ago, this morning. Close all indoor dining.
No! Immediately.
Throughout the state.
Listen, it's gonna be snowing. We gotta go inside.
Close all bars immediately.
No,
definitely no.
What will Carson do?
Yeah.
Triple the amount of testing. Make everybody take a test.
No, it goes up your nose.
Everybody. No matter if you have symptoms or not, go get a test.
That's dumb.
And lastly, limit traveling.
Nope. I'm not doing that.
That we are to stay in our zip codes.
Really?
Go to work if you have to.
Yeah.
But don't even think about getting in your car and going into an area that would be considered a hot spot.
Now, who are these people?
They are the Colorado Public Interest Research Group.
Well, they're dumb.
They don't have our public interest at heart.
No, because I want to travel.
Yeah, that's what
they're saying.
Oh,
my God. They just opened up Hawaii. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to stay here. It's going to be cold soon. I got to get a Hawaii. Yeah,
we don't have much to do. The only thing I have to do is go to a bar.
Yeah. Right, and I'm definitely going to Hawaii over New Year's.
Yeah. Yeah, take that.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Right?
But you read this, and now if this comes to fruition through the governor in the next couple of days, then you'll know how much of an input these people have, right?
But remember, that's true.
You'll know.
But remember when you said, it was kind of like 3 weeks ago, and they were kind of talking about like shutting it down again, and you asked us, you're like, don't you think nobody will do it? And I'm like, I feel like they probably wouldn't, but I don't know.
I think Douglas County would say, up yours.
Well, yeah, they do have a problem with that.
Jeffco County, up yours.
You do?
I think Denver County would probably go along with it.
Yeah.
To a certain degree, anyway. Some of the other counties, Larimer County, places like that, not a chance. Weld County, that ain't going to happen. Not going to happen.
Oh, Weld for sure.
No, Weld.
They were already rebels at the beginning.
You might have a couple, like maybe Denver County and Adams. Or maybe Arapahoe you throw in there. But everybody else is going to buck the system.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of people fighting it if that does happen.
What is happening? Why? What is happening? How is this possible? We're supposed to be not doing... No, this is supposed to be going... like over, not...
I just wanted to make sure we got a good pick-me-up in there before we finish the show today. So that everybody could, have something to chew on today and really lift your spirits.
Yay!
BJ and Jamie. Let's see here. We're only 10 days from Halloween, right?
Oh, yeah.
10 days?
Yep.
So is it too early to get a pumpkin?
No.
No, but you have to do something. I forgot what they told you to do.
What do I got
to
do? Because I hate when they rot.
Yeah, I know. There's something that you rub on it. Alcohol? Rubbing alcohol?
Alcohol?
I don't remember. You put something on it, and then it won't wilt.
I've had mine for a couple days. I just haven't carved them yet.
Yeah, but you're supposed to do...
Really? Even when they're not carved? You just stick them outside?
You like dunk them in something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. No,
we normally get ours, and I always seem to get them about 2 or 3 days before you should get them. Because I carve them, because you got to carve them with a kid, right? You got to carve them, and then they wilt on you, Jamie. Before you know it, you got those stinking raccoons on your front porch.
No kidding. Hey, what do you have there, Schmidel?
She's right. It is rubbing alcohol that you put on pumpkins. It says all you have to do is apply a wet, damp cloth of rubbing alcohol, and it'll keep the rind good for about 4 weeks.
Really?
You're like freaking amazing right now.
Man, oh man, you have the answers.
I know. I'm amazing.
Wow. Okay, so no problem then with it being 10 days away.
Yeah. Hey, do you have $100 I can borrow?
Well.
Yeah.
take a look.
Okay. All right.
Nope.
I like that you got your wallet out.
You actually tried to look for it. I'm not even going to look. The answer's no.
In fact,
yeah,
I don't have $1.
Oh, man.
I don't have anything. I got nothing.
All right.
Why? What do you need $100
for? Well, because I want to go and reserve the new Hummer, electric Hummer.
Right.
It sounds like a sex toy, but it's not. It's actually a vehicle.
Yeah.
And it's $100 to reserve it.
Yeah.
And so I
that's
need,
it?
Yeah, to reserve it. Mm-hmm.
For a vehicle that, what's the total sticker price?
$114.
Oh.
$1.14?
Yeah, $114,000.
It's only $100
it's 100,
to reserve one.
$100 to reserve it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. If I'm a Hummer, I'm not sure somebody's all in with just a $100 bill on a $114,000 vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're actually in on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you could probably sell your reservation to someone else.
That's
once you have
what
it.
I'm thinking.
Genius.
It has crab walk. It goes sideways. This truck goes sideways.
Yeah.
It's 1,000 horsepower. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't need crab walk.
No, but I do, and so can I have $100?
I don't have $100.
I guess if you have to borrow $100, you don't really have $114,000, do you?
No.
Nope. Damn it!
Not to buy the vehicle.
No. I wish I had a really rich boyfriend.
Yeah.
If you are rich and single, I'll go up to age... I don't know.
90.
90's too... No, no.
But, 60.
No.
55.
Okay. All right. I'll go up to age 55. But you got to be real, real rich.
And in poor medical condition.
Yeah. And for me, I'll take a 90-year-old boyfriend, too. Rich. Super rich. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy your Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.